Hello and welcome everybody to the Bachelorette Rehab Up podcast. My name is Haley Strong. As you can tell, Amy's not here. She was smart and stole my move of not being here during the hometown episodes. So I have the great misfortune slash fortune of being here on my own hometown date. Well, we're all in my home, all recording in my home. First of all, I have my former boyfriend and current fiance, Ethan.
Hey, Haley.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Nothing more than that?
Nothing more.
Cool. And then we have a Bachelor Rehab Up legend here today. You know, I don't know how long he's been sending me my takes because it feels like it's been forever. But Doug Hunt, welcome to the Bachelor Rehab Up finally. How are you doing?
Yay, this is the best day of my life. I'm doing very well, and I'm extremely excited to be here. I love hometowns so much more than you do.
I hate them so much.
Everybody does.
Yeah, so this is fun. Amy had told me she was going on vacation a couple weeks ago, so I called up Ethan. Not called him up. Called him from the other room, more like it, and said, hey, you want to be on the podcast? And then Doug texted me last week saying, hey, remember that promise you made to me before the season began that I could come on for the Hometown Dates episode? Well, guess what? It's next week. So that worked out well because now I have both Ethan and Doug at my dining room table and not in my usual podcast studio to talk about this horrific episode, I'd have to say. Would anyone agree that it was horrific?
It was pretty hard to watch, but I wouldn't say horrific, though.
I'd say the main point that I took away was just that we didn't learn enough about the hometowns, because everyone knows when you tune into a hometown episode, you want to know what the main industry of a place like Knoxville is or what the people of Auburn do on a Saturday night.
And I think that's pretty fitting because I don't feel like we know much about any of these women. So it's kind of fitting that we don't know about any of their hometowns either. So who even went first? It was Hannah Ann. Hannah Ann was the first hometown date we saw. Now, as we know, just because we saw it in that order doesn't mean it was filmed in that order. And thanks to Alex Wilpon for letting me know that it was filmed in the order of...
Wow, you sound prepared. Yeah, it sounds like...
Sorry, I had to pull the picture up on my iPad. What do you want from me? Obviously, don't listen to this podcast because I am never prepared. Do you know how many times we waste, like, minutes just me Googling stuff?
I can imagine that happens.
Yeah. So Madison was filmed on October 26th, Victoria was filmed on October 28th, Hannah Ann was filmed on October 30th, and Kelsey was filmed on November 1st. But we saw them in Hannah Ann, Kelsey, Madison, and then Victoria, obviously. So Hannah Ann's date, because her father is a tough dude who is a forester and only accepts other tough guys into his family, they went X-raying. Because her dad's a forester, and somehow that correlates down the road. I personally have never gone axe throwing, nor do I think I ever should, because I am clumsy and don't have great aim.
I seriously texted my friends today and was like, I know axe throwing has been a thing for quite a while now, but I saw it last night, and we gotta go. I think it looks so fun.
And that's something you can do with them and not me.
That's fine.
But you always try to get me to go camping, too. And I would say that's for your friends and not for me. But you have more pushback on that. For what reason? Because I'm not throwing axes?
I don't want to sleep in a tent with my friends. I don't want to throw axes with them.
Have you ever gotten axe throwing, Doug?
As a matter of fact, I have.
Oh, you have?
Also a resident axe thrower.
Yeah. So Hannah Ann's dad will think you're very cool and tough.
Well, especially because when I went axe throwing, it was for my friend Mike's bachelor party.
Oh, so even more manly.
And yeah, well, so it was a bunch of guys. And we went to an axe throwing place that had they didn't have a liquor license, but mm-hmm. they had this agreement that you could bring your own liquor on site.
That's better.
And consume all of the liquor that you wanted while throwing axes.
That sounds not great.
Yeah, so none of us were injured, but many of us enjoyed lots of beers and broke many of the rules.
Yeah.
We found out pretty soon after that policy had been eliminated from the axe throwing place.
With great reason.
I'm shocked.
But I'd like to think that my axe throwing, much like my ability to play pool or throw darts, was improved by consuming a few brewskis.
Do you think consuming a lot of beer would also improve your ability to write a note of 20 things you liked about one of your four girlfriends?
Yeah, well, here's my issue with that.
You don't have any girlfriends?
Well, yeah.
We're still taking applications for Deb.
Yeah, first off, as has been documented in my takes throughout the last 4 years, I struggle with dating quite a lot. However, I think they also should have been limited to 5 points. Because, like, let's be honest, there just isn't that much to like about Peter. So Anna Ann's note should have been shorter, and vice versa. She could have, you know, could have pared it down about her.
I maybe have 8-9 things top about Haley.
Yeah.
And we've been together for years.
Yeah.
20 is a stretch.
20 is a stretch.
Yeah.
I can name 20 things that you did today that make me angry.
Long list. Yeah.
Yeah. But
different list though.
Yeah. But we have a mortgage together, so now we're stuck.
We're here. And Douglas here now.
Did you just invite Doug to move in? Oh, okay. So then Hannah Ann returns to her home with her family and her little sister. I don't remember any of their names, nor am I going to look them up, because Ethan will call me out for Googling stuff, I guess.
Not important.
I will say Hannah Ann's father was my favorite person of the episode, and I didn't think I would like him that much. I thought he'd be your typical, like, burly, like, that's my daughter. Yeah, I'm going to kill you if you touch her. Any, like, something like that. But I felt like he was pretty, like, I don't really care that you exist, Peter. Just, like, don't tell my daughter you're in love with her if you're going to say it to other people. And I think her father had a great point. But Peter, having a concussion, obviously, because nothing else makes sense at this point except that he has a head injury, it takes Hannah's father's words to heart and then tells her immediately after they leave the home that he is falling in love with her. But then later in the episode, we see him say it to Maddie and also Victoria. Not Kelsey, though. Spoiler alert. Sorry, Kels. How did you feel about Hannah Ann's family?
Her family seemed fun. Her dad was... I liked him, too. He was, like, firm and manly without just, like, being a jerk.
I own guns.
Yeah.
And a gun off.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. He was just like very straightforward. Yeah. He was just like, here's what I'm looking for. I liked him.
Would you ever have a conversation like that with my father?
No. Yeah. See, being someone who is terrified of meeting other people's parents and just that whole process, I thought he was like pretty good. Yeah. I'm always terrified that the dad's going to be like really, yeah, weird. And yeah, I thought he was good.
Yeah, we often talk about on this podcast when hometowns come around, the merits of asking the father's hand in marriage. And I have come out that that is not what I personally wanted. And so as soon as we got engaged, I asked you, I was like, oh, did you ask my father? And you said, oh, God, no. And I think that was a relief for both you and my dad, because when I called my dad, he seemed very excited. And I think most of it was that he didn't have to have an awkward conversation with you.
Yeah. We're very similar in that way, your father and I. So that was nice.
Yeah, so I can't wait to pass on my own childhood trauma to our future kids.
Yeah, that's what families are.
Yeah.
I thought, though, like, the main thing that I took away from this whole day was when Hannah and... So her brother said less than one word the entire time.
It's a shock to me that she had a brother. I didn't notice
him. Yeah. I thought her mom was her older sister for a good portion.
I would say that about every mother on this season.
Yeah, the moms were good this season. Yeah.
But I really appreciated the connection that Hannah and her sister had when they were crying on the bed together, because it was painfully obvious that neither of them were crying about the possibility of her getting married to Peter. And instead, they were crying with joy about the influencer deals that are about to come flying to the Hannah Ann family.
Yeah, Hannah Ann is no longer just modeling for Sonic. Wendy, she's coming for you.
Yes, I thought it was very cute, too, that they were, like, in the bed. Because the bed is just, like, an awkward place to hang out and talk.
Is that not where you hang out with your sister?
No, it's not. So, I like that they were just, like, hanging out on the bed tonight.
Yeah, so Hannah Ann, I think, had a pretty successful date. Out of the four women that are left, she's my favorite, which is not what I would have expected coming into the beginning of the season, but I do like her. I don't know. I feel like she's kind of missing the X factor for me, though, but all of these women are not great, so she tops out for me. Is there anything else you guys have to say about this date?
no, I mean, I wish we would have seen more of Knoxville. Why didn't we see the Sun Sphere?
Yeah, do you have any fun facts about Knoxville? You came with a lot of notes.
Yeah, no, but none of them, like, these are all notes I took during the show. Not, like, I Wikipedia'd all of the hometowns mm-hmm. today, but I don't remember anything about Knoxville aside from the fact that it's the home to something called the Tennessee Valley Authority. I don't know what that is. It's a thing.
Somebody from Tennessee, can you email us and let us know?
Yeah, but most importantly, it's home to the Sun Sphere, one of two remaining buildings from the World's Fair, which allegedly, according to The Simpsons, is now full of wigs.
Yeah, The Simpsons reference was the only real thing I knew about. That's all you need to know.
All right, let's talk about Kelsey. So we scoot up to Des Moines, Iowa. We meet at a winery, which Iowa is obviously very well known for. They make their own wine. By pouring wine into more wine? I don't really think that's how that works, but I'm no professional.
Well, I mean, you work in the wine industry, Haley, so
yeah, like, have you... Like, tangentially.
Yeah, you saw them stomping and dancing and making out in the wine grapes, so, you know, maybe Iowa wine is just magical in a way that we don't know about here in our winemaking region.
I will say, for those of you who have been listening a long time, my favorite YouTube video is the grape stomping lady. So if you have not seen that, pause this podcast and go search that on YouTube. Yeah, I thought that was fun. We spend a lot of days at wineries, don't we, Ethan?
We do. Yeah, we spend a lot of time at wineries.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that you make out on the grapes.
Oh,
and then
God,
you just
like
pour a bunch of wines together, and that's how the best wines made.
We got our engagement photos done at a winery, and we...
they had to ask us to stop what we were doing in the grave.
Stop! No! Oh my God! Okay, Scott, cut that out. That's not true. Our photographer had to like beg us to kiss because we were like, "Ooh, no, that's okay."
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're embarrassing.
Kissing in public.
You know, I think we're done here. You can leave.
Well, enjoy the rest of the podcast, you too.
I was watching the episode with both of my parents because I wanted to make sure I just had all of the cringeworthy comments, not only from myself, but also from them.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's my dad. Like, I've written into your podcast before about my dad and some of the things he says, and I'm sure I'll bring those up. But I was surprised when they were grape stomping. My mom, who's usually a very gentle and quiet and loving person, just yelled at the TV, "Roll up your pants, you idiot."
So neither of them are wearing like $20 jeans too. So
yeah, and I think
especially
that,
true.
That probably dates back to like I had in my high school days, I had a grape fight in an orchard with my friends and my mom couldn't get the stains out of my clothes. So I assume that trauma has carried over to this date.
What led to the grape fight, might I ask?
I think we were just in an orchard and there were grapes and, you know, one thing led to another. Like, you know, I didn't have the luxury of coming from a big metropolis where there was a lot to do. So, you know, a grape fight was the next best thing. That later led to, like, fights with Roman candles and stuff.
Oh, my God!
Later high school years, so...
Those stains are worse.
Arguably.
Those are emotional stains.
Yeah.
I never did anything like that. I think I forget what a square I was in high school and now until I hear stories from the two of you.
Yeah. Oh, I went to school, up school play with my parents. That's what I did. I'm Haley.
I'm sorry, I was in theater productions at school?
You were.
I watch a lot of baseball in the summers.
Great. My brother plays.
You know what? Both of you can leave. Both of you are out. This is my podcast.
That was a good Haley voice, though.
Thank you. And delicate.
Is it? This is my podcast, and this is Turn Into ARK.
We'll be good.
Anyway, we're in Iowa.
Iowa. And then we go to Kelsey's house. And God, I can't remember anything exciting happening except I think Kelsey's mom was the typical, like, don't hurt my daughter person this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. She was really, but in a fair way. Like, she wasn't overprotective or anything like that. And she just sort of stepped up and said, like,
mm-hmm.
I think what any parent would say, and that, like, listen, this show is ridiculous. I know you're like, I know you're going to hook up with two other people next week. Just like, try not to mess with my kid too much. And I think that came across pretty well. I thought it was really nice that they, like after Kelsey had mentioned her dad last week, that there wasn't actually any mention of her dad.
Oh yeah, that would have been really bad. I'm glad they didn't go into that direction.
It was nice to see a rare, tasteful move from the show.
Very, very rare. The tastefulness goes away later in the episode, but we'll get there. Anything else about Kelsey's hometown date?
I've actually been a fan of Kelsey this whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Since the whole champagne incident. I don't even know why, but I sided with Kelsey, kind of been riding or dying with her, and I was upset for what happens later.
Yeah, I felt like based off of this hometown date, I could really feel that she was the one going home. He expressed feelings to the other three women that he did with Kelsey, and it just seemed like he was kind of keeping her at an arm's length, which he seems to be doing with the women he's about to eliminate.
One of the things I took away from this date is that Kelsey's favorite food is crab rangoon.
I mean, I'm right there with her.
Yeah,
I love
that's with like, is that the cream cheese one?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that's really overrated. Not a huge fan of cream cheese with crab in it.
Hot take.
Very hot take. But
you don't like crab, so what do you?
Yeah, not for me. For masses.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that may have contributed to some of the reasons. So basically,
he loved it though. He loved the crab rangoon. Yeah.
On this date, I learned that I don't know that I trust Iowa winemaking.
Or crab rangoon.
Yeah, I don't trust Kelsey's choice in food. And at that point I checked out, and then I was just Wikipediaing like the Houston Astros cheating scandal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought that I'd missed Peter saying he loved her, but obviously
you
I didn't. So I would have felt a lot more confident that Kelsey was going home had I known that information.
Then we move on to Madison State in, is the town called Auburn?
Yeah, it's Auburn, Alabama.
Alabama. Do you want
to? I'm just trying to give them a taste of what our everyday life is like.
Help me. So we start off at the university?
University, yeah.
University. Auburn University.
Fun fact about Auburn University, Haley.
Go on.
I think you're going to want to know this.
Yeah.
Auburn is a massive university in Alabama. They have an 87,000 seat football stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Most of, like, a quarter of the people in Auburn are employed by the university. And Auburn University's arch rival is the University of Alabama Crimson Tide. So all of the fun things.
Roll Tide!
Yeah. So all of the fun things of Peter wearing Auburn gear must have been, like, there's no bigger slap in the face that you could give to Hannah Brown. Than to date an Auburn girl and say War Eagle and go to Toomer's Corner and meet the Auburn basketball coach, mm-hmm. and do all this stuff. Like, it is just as insulting as one could possibly be within the Alabama scene, as I understand it, as a person who's never been to Alabama but watches SEC football.
So they start the date off at the arena, and they're playing some basketball. Madison impressed me with her basketball skills, but I'm easily impressible. I have a question for both of you. Did Peter know who Charles Barkley was?
I think so.
Yeah, I wasn't
like,
sure.
It was nice that the screen said, I think, Charles Barkley.
I know, like, but it didn't. He wasn't like, what, Charles Barkley? And like, I didn't watch basketball when he was playing, but I still would have been like, what, Charles Barkley? Yeah,
he's like, is that your dad?
Oh, boy.
I was about to do a Charles Barkley impression.
Please don't. Like, no, not here. Okay. Not here. And then we go to her house, and we meet her father, who...
She met Bruce Pearl.
Oh, okay.
Like, the head coach of Auburn basketball. Sure. He's like a big deal in
the sports
world.
Yeah.
He got down on one knee to coach them, which is just so
Bruce
on
Pearl basically
point.
Proposed to them.
Yeah, it's so true.
I would rather marry Bruce Pearl than Peter.
You know what's funny is I didn't remember while I was watching the scene. And then later I remembered, it's so funny because there was that whole interaction with Victoria and Peter right at post Ace Rice incident, I believe, mm-hmm. where he was trying to sink a basketball, right?
Yeah.
And
after the episode.
Yes, he couldn't do it for the life of him. And I never even thought of it while watching the scene, but I thought they really made it look like he was keeping up, and I wonder if that was the case.
I don't think he was.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, and also...
He can't even, like, hold a glass and hit his head off something without, like, getting 19 stitches.
It was nice, though, nice to see that, like, he compromised for that by making out with her in the least romantic spot of all time, which was center court of the Auburn basketball stadium.
And also that, like, there was orange tape on all of the logos of Auburn University behind them.
And the basketball.
And the basketball. Tape,
which was funny. Yeah. And somebody was definitely controlling that Jumbotron, obviously, because it was updating. Mm-hmm. So, like, during the whole makeout scene on the floor, I just imagined, like, the long-haired scoreboard worker just watching them. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
You know, we see a lot of weird job titles on The Bachelor, and I think it was in Ben Flanick's season, there actually was a Jumbotron operator.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's one of those for every Jumbotron.
I know, but how often are they hot and go on The Bachelor?
Oh, like on the show.
Yeah, I thought like just
the world there was a Jumbotron operator.
That makes no sense.
That's why I commented.
Why did I mention Ben Flanick's season?
I thought you were about to talk about like Madison's really nice job, like the fact that she's like a foster parent recruiter or something, but instead, no.
Why do I care about that? I care about Jumbotrons.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah, so they go to her house, meet her parents. Her dad kind of looks like the Ken doll from Toy Story.
He was a bit creepy to me.
Does her dad sort of look like Ethan? Like maybe a little bit?
You know what? Almost like okay. If he just pushes up his hair like onto the rest of his hair where it belongs.
I just moved Ethan's bangs in front of his face, and
his face is creepy.
His face is a little wider than yours, though.
What are your intentions with my daughter?
You're trying to do a Bill Clinton impression.
No, I couldn't do it.
Arkansas and Alabama are two different states, Ethan. How dare you? Gosh, we got some juice from this hometown. We learned that Madison is saving it for marriage. You know what? That is her personal choice. And as long as she isn't being forced into this choice by like some sort of weird like purity ball thing, like great. Good for her. I feel like maybe she should have had that discussion with Peter earlier.
Yeah, I thought maybe that could have came earlier. Her mother was very adamant about that whole conversation happening. Now you're still looking at my bangs. I've tried to push them back, by the way. And just like mom seems very much involved in that decision, and I just wonder if that's by Madison's choice
or her mom's choice. Or like her family's you should do this.
Her dad commented that she was very pure.
That makes me cringe every time.
To talk about it.
God.
About your daughter,
I don't know. I do appreciate the fact that she's like a lot less in your face about it than, say, Luke P.
Yes, for sure.
I also appreciate the fact that she didn't, you know, equate her faith to having a divine shower interaction. Lest we forget.
The best.
It's nice to see, like, whether or not you agree with who she is, she doesn't seem to really be trying to push it out there to this point. Like, that may all change next week. But.
Yeah, that should be interesting to see next week, and I really think that at the end of the episode, Hannah called Peter Sine and said, hey, can we talk? And I wonder if that is the conversation that's going to be had right then. I feel like it's a conversation that could have been had earlier, just because of what this process is. But if she didn't feel comfortable talking about it till now, then I guess that's that. Anything else about this date?
I can't help but always think, like, whenever one of the parents is all kind of, you know, like Doug said, just like this whole process is ridiculous. Like, what is your plan moving forward? Like, have that conversation before you leave, contestant, because it's so hard for the bachelor or bachelorette. And like, they must know that is the deal. Like, what did you think when your daughter left? Like, I guess probably that she just wouldn't make it that far.
But or that, like, she'd obviously be the number one. They think everyone else would go home.
Yeah, they just seem shocked by it. They're like, well, you know, this is happening really fast. And he's like, yeah, I'm there. I'm on the show. Who's your daughter? Like, it's just so weird that they don't seem to know that.
But it makes for such great TV when they don't. Like, yeah. I don't know. I love to imagine this conversation taking place. Like, I don't know. Like, my sister is happily married. But if she would have ever gone on this show and brought someone home to talk to my dad, like, watching him try to fathom this show and not just call everyone an idiot all the time would have been one of the greatest struggles of his life.
He probably was just sat there like this all the time.
Yeah, like he would have made the bachelor get him a beer. Then he would have made, like, you know, learned about where the bachelor was from and then started making jokes about it. And then when the bachelor said something like, can I have your daughter's hand in marriage? He would have just spit out at his drink and left.
Yeah, and I will say Peter didn't ask for anybody's hand in marriage, which is something I appreciate. Because, you know, if it is important to the woman, obviously I think he should ask, but I don't think he should be asking four different people. So that's appreciated. And now I think we can move on to the absolute dog show that was Victoria Estate. Now, I would like to ask both of you, what are your opinions on Victoria going into this hometown date?
Wow. What? I mean, I don't know. My opinion on Victoria is that she is a hot mess.
You put the emphasis on hot for a hot reason.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. I mean that quite
rarely.
She is
so beautiful. I love looking at her face, but it just nothing makes sense that what she comes out with.
That's it. Like, she just doesn't seem to be saying anything that makes sense. And then she seems to, like, oscillate between being really upset and really angry. And I think this, like, the really angry piece would be like a red flag for me. Like, I can handle if someone's just like upset for no reason.
Yeah.
But, like,
I mean, then, I personally can't. I get really upset when other people are upset.
Yeah.
That's just who I am.
But, like, if they're freaking out on you then, like, all the time.
Then I,
like,
shut down.
Yeah.
But I just, and, you know, that's one of the reasons why I can't understand why she's even still there. Ethan, how do you feel about Victoria?
At the beginning, I actually really liked Victoria. I always think that I would probably be awkward and shy, especially around, like, all those people at the beginning. And I could just kind of empathize with her, I guess, at the beginning. I was like, she's just weird. But then as time went on, I was like, no, it's
Ethan
just...
Ethan can't read people.
No, I just... Right. Oh, I'm weird, man. I'm weird like that. I like that.
Like, I'm so awkward and shy, but I'm also, like... I'm parading around
so
in laundry.
Hot.
Oh, I'm so awkward and shy, but I'm a medical sales rep.
I'm not saying there weren't red flags.
So
you were just willing to ignore them because of how hot she was.
I'm so awkward and shy, but somehow I managed to meet Chase Rice.
So, like, Survivor, so runner up, Chase Rice.
Guys, I'm pure, and I don't see those kind of things. And
Ethan has only been watching The Bachelor for a full year, so he just doesn't pick up on those red flags like you and I do.
Yeah, I'm a seasoned veteran. Yeah. This is my fourth go-round.
So that's like 12 seasons right
now. Was it a sign of how rough things have gotten when last night watching with my dad, who was watching his first episode of the season, he harkened back to how much he missed Ari?
Yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah,
really bad. He hated Ari.
My dad hated Ari so much.
Like, I don't think your dad hated anyone as much as he hated Ari.
Yeah, no.
For this date, they meet up with a dog. And then at some point, the dog disappears. But that was between the weird mini concert and the old-timey photo shoot.
It's important to mention that we're in Virginia Beach.
Oh, really, of course. One of the most fun
places in, like, the eastern United States.
Have you been?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
The Hunt family went to Virginia Beach after I finished high school on a fun...
What year was that, Doug? I'm just kidding.
That was 2005, really.
Wow, the same year I graduated elementary school.
Before you were
the same year I was born. Yeah, wow.
But we went, and we went on a fun trip because my mom, my dad, and I are all history nerds. So we went to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister hated every minute of it. So my mom planned an extra several days where we would go to Virginia Beach so that my sister would be appeased. And while we were there, the rest of us, like, my mom just read books on the beach, and I learned how to body surf and, like, ripped apart my stomach. But my dad had the most fun, and he just went out and bought, like, a giant box of Budweiser and sat on our hotel balcony and looked out at the ocean. But he didn't actually watch the ocean. They had these bikes for groups of, like, for families to ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, 4 to 6 people per these bikes. And, like, my dad would just sit there watching these families, like
it was, like, the heart and stroke ones, like, where everyone was riding.
Yeah, so there's,
bike.
Like, 6 people, they're coming by, and, like, they would inevitably just be screaming at each other
pedal harder. Like, oh, I hate you. Like, why are we doing this? I just want to be...
Cassie's not like, pulling her weight on the bike,
this is horrible. Why are we here, Mola? And my dad took such pleasure in watching. He would just sit there with, like...
No wonder he likes The Bachelor so much.
Yeah, with his box of Budweiser just watching this. Like, he still talks about that to this day. So he filmed, for my sister, he filmed, like, a bunch of, like, just what was going on in the beach so she could put it on, like, on cold winter days or whatever, but then he'll put it on just to watch these families go by.
So you love Virginia Beach?
I do love Virginia Beach. It's like, I didn't really explore a ton of it because I was mostly just swimming in the ocean, but I absolutely, like when they went to that old timey photo place, I was like, I remember all those hokey touristy trap things. I love that that's like, clearly Victoria F. did not pick that. They just, like, the producers showed up, like, 3 hours before. We're like, this is going to be a shitstorm of drama. We need to send them somewhere. Yeah. And we're like, hey, how about old-timey photos? Yeah, it was just, I don't know. I love it, but it's...
Good.
Yeah. I had a very different relationship
with Virginia Beach. What body of water is that?
I'd like to be very clear. First, I asked, where's Virginia Beach? And you said, Virginia. I said... Where's Virginia? And then you told me, and I said, is that the ocean? And you said, yeah.
So not all of us are super up on our geography.
No, we didn't.
No, you didn't, did you?
No.
Oh, sorry. You didn't get to go to the fringe states like Doug and I did.
No, I've been to the very... I haven't even been to the main states. I've been to no states.
You've been to... I think you've been to like six states now because when we drove out east, you like literally doubled your state count.
Yeah. Most of my state counts are airport stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, North Carolina?
Don't try and do North Carolina.
It wasn't, that was just what happened when I said that.
Oh, God. Poor Ethan. Poor Ethan.
Yeah, well, we were watching, like, anytime, because The Bachelor went to Virginia Beach before for Lawrence date, I think, in ours.
Yes, yeah. Good call.
So, and I remember that because I watched that with my dad as well, again, because we love hometowns, unlike you. but the whole time, anytime we go to Virginia Beach, all my dad can mention for the 25 minutes we're watching is that it is the hometown of Buffalo Bills legend Bruce Smith.
Wow.
The NFL all-time leading sack leader. And he brings it up multiple times. So they'll be like, Victoria F. and Peter were dancing. He's like, do you think Bruce Smith's going to make an appearance on this date? And like, I have to explain to him that like, maybe the Bachelor audience doesn't care as much about the NFL's all-time leading sack leader making a cameo as like he or I would.
Yeah, probably not. And then so we go to this little cute like beach bar kind of thing. I don't know. Whatever this place is, I would like to go there. Where there's a concert with Hunter Hayes, who I can only assume has been on The Bachelor before, but I'm not sure. And so they have a nice time and they sing along to a song.
Hot take. Has Victoria effed Hunter Hayes?
Yes, absolutely. Great. And they like to sing lyrics that were along the lines of, I don't want easy, I want crazy. And boy, does Peter have it with Victoria. You know, after this date, Peter is ran into by his ex-girlfriend, Marissa. And she gives some details about... No, she doesn't give some details. She just gives warnings without any details whatsoever. Not any details that we saw. And she warns Peter to be careful that Victoria isn't who she seems. From what people have sent me online, Victoria is known to be a little bit of a husband stealer. And she has effed some of her friends' husbands. And it's funny that you mentioned Lauren earlier, because Virginia Beach is not a big town. And there was apparently a lineup of women ready to tell Peter that Victoria is not nice and not good. One of them was Lauren B's mom.
Wow.
Lauren B's mom. Yeah. Told Peter, I guess, I don't know if she called him or we like it wasn't on screen or whatever, or she just wanted to, that, Lauren B has been to a couple of these weddings where Victoria ended up sleeping with the husband.
At the wedding?
No, not at the wedding. Oh, but like,
I thought maybe somebody else's boyfriend there, but
husband.
Oh my gosh,
she slept with husbands. Which is like on the husband too. Like those are shit dudes.
I really like the my favorite part of this revelation was that this Marissa shows up and has her face slurred, but then
It's all over the internet.
Yeah. I Instagrammed it this morning. It's like, here's Marissa's Instagram. Blah, blah. But then I love to, she's like, Peter, you need to be careful. And Peter has no idea what she's talking about. And she's like, you need to be careful, with Victoria. And he's like, what? And she's like, Victoria F. Still has no idea because he's an idiot.
Victoria G?
Yeah. And then Marissa's like, she's bad news. And Peter's like, he's broken up relationships, and that's when it finally descends on him. But it took 18 million steps. All it should have taken is hey, I know you from the past, be careful. And he could have been okay, I either trust your judgment or not.
Yeah,
I thought the face blurring was great. That's the very first words. Hey, Marissa, no effort at all to protect this person.
So do I feel like Marissa showed up to this organically? May not, my friends, may not. But I guess Reality Steve has gotten more emails and DMs about Victoria F being shit than any other contestant in the past, which is not great.
Yeah, I made the mistake of telling my dad that.
Oh.
And he then suddenly remembered that Reality Steve's name was Reality Steve and not Reality Rick. So he was he was Googling that while we were watching, and then my mom yelled at him. It's like, don't spoil it! Don't spoil it for Douglas! He watches it and he's podcasting.
Were your parents proud of your very first podcast appearance that it was coming?
Yeah, my mom really wants to listen to this, but I told her I would let her know if I'd said anything too embarrassing about myself.
Yeah.
But to this point, no. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how incriminating the question section is.
Yeah, it's not too bad as far as I remember.
Great.
Why does Doug hate his mom?
Doug likes his mom.
I love my mom.
Yeah, your mom seems great. I have met her one time. She is very nice. They go to Victoria's house, but before going into Victoria's house, he thinks this is a good time to confront her about what Marissa said. And she just cannot come up with an answer. I have not heard a sentence from Victoria that I can comprehend. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, I only heard, I'm disgusted, which probably wasn't...
I am disgusted? I'm done with this. I loved her inflection in this, I gotta say.
Also, Victoria F doesn't, does Victoria F look like anyone else in her family?
No, so as far as I know, her biological father died when she was 19, and so that's her stepfather.
I see, okay.
But she also doesn't look like anyone else in her family
This is not to be a judgy taker. No. I just asked, is Victoria F adopted written down here just because...
I believe her brother might be her half-brother.
Okay.
So I don't know, her mom and her stepdad could have been together for a very long time at this point.
They didn't look alike, but I thought that they were kind of weird and quirky in the way that she has at her best been weird and quirky. So I was they don't look alike, but they definitely know each other. They're all funny and weird.
Yeah, so they had this, what we could call a conversation, but I don't even really know if I want to call it that. Because it was just a lot of back and forth of is it not reasonable for me to bring this up to you? And she's like, I am disgusted. I can't believe you're supposed to meet my family tonight. You are supposed to meet my family. And you're bringing this up. And we're just supposed to forget about this and move on. How are we supposed to move on from this? I wanted to tell you tonight that I was falling in love with you. And we're just supposed to move on from this? My family. So,
that was good.
Thank you. I thought it was pretty good too. But that was all I got from that conversation. I didn't even feel like I heard Peter say, this is what Marissa told me. What do you have to say about this? Is it true? What's the scoop here? And we didn't hear her say anything concrete of no, this is just some girl who doesn't know me. She thinks she knows me, but she doesn't. And that's not the case. Let's go meet my parents. But we don't ever meet Victoria's parents. I mean, we do in the after credits, but not
That was the best. Can you imagine being Victoria's family sitting there for like what was probably at least an hour?
I'd give it like 2.5.
Like, and you're like, especially like her, you know, her parents who are like, you know, have no doubt been like prepped by producers to have these awful conversations that they have to have, and like her siblings and everything. Like, it's just, you're sitting there, and then like some no doubt like junior producer would have to come in and be like,
like
she's melting down, whatever. I don't know. My dad's solution for this problem obviously was to bring in Virginia Beach's most famous resident, Bruce Smith, for a quick visit and you know, to let everyone, but to no avail. So
it's tough. Yeah, that was a tough little section to watch. But we see Peter in the hotel the next day, and then God, what a shock. Victoria shows up and they have another conversation that I feel like had no content. Like, none of their conversations have any words strung together in any meaningful way where I can get a sense of what Peter's thinking or what Victoria's thinking, except that they want to do it. Like, that's all I can get, because obviously this is not working out for them.
But it's important that she did something that words could never do, which was giving him an old-timey photo.
Yeah, we learned in PR class, I said it earlier, that the leave behind in an interview is the most important. You always leave them a little USB in an interview with your resume and everything.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what that was.
What's he got from the other dates so far? Some terrible Iowa wine. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe
stained jeans.
Yeah, a wig from the wig sphere in Knoxville. Where else were you? Auburn. So, like,
Auburn. First name on it, which like isn't a thing, by the way.
Except if you're
like one of those people with two first names. Curtis.
The baseball player. The first baseball player.
Oh, Ichiro's
is a name. Yeah, he says Ichiro. Yeah.
A lot of soccer players have that too. But like, unless Peter's name is like Peter, he looks like
Peter is a great name.
That's a big thing in Sweden. People are named like Sven Svensson. Or
I had a professor in university whose name was Niels Nielsen.
Yeah,
it was tough.
Yeah, that like fortune didn't favor Niels. I'm sure.
No, he was a math professor.
Yeah, his first mistake there.
Yeah, not my stream. That's for sure. So, yeah, they have, like, a conversation. Again, that makes no sense. Victoria leaves and cries in the hallway. Been there. And then we all go to California into another airplane hangar.
I love the airport hangars. I can't get enough. I love aircraft, or ships, trains. I love all that. So, honestly, bring on the planes. I love it.
Yeah, my dad was a pilot in the Air Force, so he's been a big fan of, like, seeing the planes, not necessarily seeing Peter, but seeing, like, planes and stuff. And his idea, this was maybe the best idea I've ever heard, and it stemmed from, like, an old-timey TV show, but that, like, Peter should have gone up and, like, done the rose ceremony in a plane and given roses to all but one of the people, but, like, they wouldn't know it, and then he would have just hit the eject button. So it would have been, like, Kelsey, you do not get a rose. And she would have, like, opened her eyes and just, like, boom, ejector seat out, gone.
Ooh, that would be tough.
Where does the ejector seat land? Back in Iowa?
She goes all the way back. Conveniently flown over a winery in Iowa where she can go get some pristine Iowa champagne.
So then we have the rose ceremony. And Hannah Ann gets a rose. And then Madison gets a rose. And then it's between Kelsey and Victoria. It wasn't as surprising as it should have been, because I know Peter's dumb and he was obviously going to pick Victoria, but I was really holding out hope he wouldn't, but he did. And so Victoria got a rose. And they are just like, I don't know, this whole exchange was still weird. It was still weird. Kelsey was obviously upset. And then the episode ends with, Madison asking to talk to Peter. And then the episode really ends with a nice little shot of Victoria's family talking about granny kisses.
Maybe nanny kisses. Nanny kisses.
Yeah.
Nana kisses.
Nana.
She apparently kisses people just near their ear.
I don't know.
I guess not the worst thing in the world.
For me, it is.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay. Well,
I'm out.
Maybe that's why he didn't want to go inside. Maybe he caused the whole... Finasco.
Hey, Marissa, gonna need a favor.
Yeah, so that was a tough look for everyone. Yeah, so next week they're heading to Australia. And really weird, all three women are going to be staying together, which I feel like has not happened on The Bachelor in a very long time.
In one room?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Because they want to cause shit.
That's that's obviously the answer.
Why do I even ask?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's, I don't know. It's the same as the reason, like, why did they bring Chase Rice on? Because they saw a chance to mess with people's emotions and they exploited it and we loved every minute of it.
Australia's seems like a far trip to go on to get your heart broken, man.
Try like the Seychelles or where did they go on back of season? Might have been Seychelles. No, it wasn't.
Farther than Australia?
Well, it's just more remote. It's harder to get to. Like Australia, like LA to Australia, you probably get
LA to Australia. To be
you
fair.
Could get a flight, a normal flight.
You can get a flight.
You can get a normal direct
just
flight.
Get a flight.
You can get a direct flight where if you're going to
I guess I think of here, which is like at least 5 to 6 hours probably in LA.
Yeah.
And then LA to Australia. Yeah. So I guess it isn't as bad from there, but
no.
Like you're going for free. Like
yeah. I don't care.
Take me to the furthest reaches of the earth. If I'm not paying for it and you're putting me in one of that doesn't even matter like how good or bad because you're putting in me like they went to Cleveland and they stayed in Cleveland's best hotel. Like they take me to the middle of the outback in Australia, put me in the outback's best hotel and let me just hang out by a pool, like no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to go to Australia or you're looking for any great travel deals, well, you can check out robhasawebsite.com/travel. And there are affiliate links. I'll let you know that right now. But you can find some hot deals on some great travel destinations, including Australia, maybe Peru, Costa Rica, Cleveland. I bet you can find some hot Cleveland deals on there. So
Virginia Beach.
Yeah, probably even Virginia Beach.
Ooh, no trips to Virginia Beach.
No.
Sorry.
Or even our hometown, Niagara Falls. Well, not technically Niagara Falls, but Niagara. You can get some hot deals to Niagara, I bet.
So that transition, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. I thought it was going to be good.
Good.
So you can check out robhasawebsite.com/travel. Again, that's robhasawebsite.com/travel. And then you can send me a postcard because I do collect postcards. So thank you very much. So usually this is when we would do the draft results, but because I'm losing so horrifically and this is my podcast, I believe that Matt is still in the lead with every woman available still. I don't know. Thanks, George. You can check the scorecard out at GeorgeCTV on Twitter. I will not be announcing it because I don't want to. But we do have some questions. So let me just pull up some questions. I'm looking on my phone for the email one. And again, that's from George, ATV. He says, hi, ladies. But it's actually just hi, lady, plus two gentlemen.
All right.
I think for the first time, The Bachelor Rehappa podcast has more men on it than women.
Yeah, you're in the minority.
Hmm. Peter gave Hannah a list of 20 things I love about you. If a guy gives you a letter listing all the reasons he loves you, what's the minimum number of reasons you'd want to see on the list? And how many would be too many and start to feel like he was trying too hard? Number 5 on his list was that Hannah has a name for every dress she's worn. Do you have any names for your dresses? Hannah's sister said to really impress their dad, Peter could name all the trees in their yard. How impressed would your dad be if your date could name all the trees in your yard? Just how real is the old school concept of walking in grapes to make wine? Was that really the way wine was made long ago? Or do you just believe that because of the episode of I Love Lucy? Elsie's mom told Peter, so, you know, you walked in the door and I'm a pretty good reader of people. You entered easily and I know my daughter. What exactly did she mean by this? Did Kelsey's mom notice the scar on Peter's forehead and decide if Peter was able to walk through the door without bumping his head, he was marriage material for Kelsey? You had a hometown date. Who would we see sitting at your house to meet the guy you brought home and who in your family would be totally okay with the concept and who would be skeptical of the process? Ding, Mary, Kel. Axe throwing, grape stomping, a special plate at dinner.
Okay, wow. There's a lot to read. You're supposed to
respond to that question.
Since I've never been on the podcast, I don't know how you do things here.
You've been on the podcast.
Maybe you just read one, and then we answer it.
Well, I didn't realize there was going to be 14 questions. Do you think I read these
beforehand? Okay, rapid fire.
Okay.
Ethan, you get this one.
Yeah.
What's the minimum number of things on a list of things?
3.
Okay. How many would be trying too hard?
7.
Do you have any names for your addresses? No. Hannah's sister, how impressed would your dad be if your date could name all the trees in your yard?
Not that impressed, but I would be impressed.
I think I would be impressed.
Yeah, my dad would, but I wouldn't.
But your dad has like a full garage of wood. Like, you don't think if somebody named all of...
That sounds odd. that's purely for wood burning. He doesn't care what shape or form it comes in. He will burn it.
Old school concept of walking on grapes to make wine. Was that how wine was made?
It must be. Like, why? I don't know. I would assume that's how wine was made when people had only their feet, I guess, to press wine. I don't know. Let's say yes.
What exactly did Kelsey's mom mean by it? So, you know, you just walked through the door and I'm a pretty good reader of people. You entered easily and I know my daughter.
She meant she's auditioning for like Long Island Medium. Right? Like it's like Iowa Medium. Like, it's a fun Midwest take on like being a psychic. And she can read like the whole background on Peter's life and being like, I know everything.
Yeah, that was strange.
If you had a hometown date, who would be sitting at your house ready to meet the guy you brought home?
Mom, dad, sister, probably.
Yeah. Same for you, right?
Oh, yeah. But mine would be like my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother-in-law, and my niece and nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part would be like my niece Hannah is 15 and she's like super chatty. So the whole date would get monotonous. Like there would not be a feast with my parents. It would just be like,
it would just be Hannah talking with like the person you brought home, you.
Yeah.
Like, and also just, like the whole
family. She would be like, my name's Hannah. I'm so excited to meet you. Oh, you're on a dating show? That's incredible. This is my Uncle Douglas. He loves blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
ding, marry, kill, axe throwing, grape stomping, or a special plate at dinner?
I'm going to, I don't even know what to do with that.
Axe stomping, one.
Axe stomping? You're
going to stamp on spot. No, I refuse to do the rest. I refuse to participate.
I will jump in. Let's say we are going to marry axe throwing.
Axe stomping, you
smash. Yeah, axe stomping, it's a little over the top, but we'll, okay, so we're going to marry axe throwing because we've established how great that is and that you can drink while you do it. I would ding the special plate at dinner. I actually think that's really fun. Like, I think it would be fun to compliment each other. I can't imagine doing it on a first date with someone's family, but let's just assume it would be under normal circumstances, and we'll kill grape stomping because you could stain your pants.
Yeah, that's about it.
I'm going to be driving home 3 years from now and be like, why did I say axe? Ugh.
And it's just like that's the worst possible combination you could have said because axe stomping sounds just truly terrible.
Yeah, grape throwing? Yeah. Special grape? Delicious.
Special axe?
Awesome.
Axe plate?
Axe plate? Amazing.
Axe stomping.
Axe stomping.
That's where you lose me. So to our Facebook questions, and you can get, if you want to send us those long form questions, you can email us at, bachelorwrapup@gmail.com or something. You know where to find it. Gosh, I had the questions up and now I lost them.
Can we do them one at a time, please?
All those questions came from one email. Tell George to send me separate emails from now on. Actually, George has done that.
It took me a long time to realize that, like, George CTV, like, C was, I think, his last name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, standing for, I thought he
No, worked, he doesn't work for
I CTV. Thought he worked for well-known Canadian broadcaster CTV.
No, I believe he's from Tennessee, so that would be a long name. Okay.
Who is he from Knoxville?
I only assume that
CTV stands for. Yeah, he probably knows what the Tennessee Valley Authority is.
Maybe. George, do you know what the Tennessee Valley Authority is? Let me know. So these questions are from Facebook. I post a thread in the Rob Has a Podcast patron group every week sometimes, unless I forget, which I have done before and will do again. Alicia J. Rosen. Did Ethan get demoted?
I was. You told me we were going to podcast this week.
We are podcasting. Are we not? I was
super excited. And then you said, and Doug's coming. Not that I wasn't excited, Doug, but I just need my moment. No.
Ethan said, well, this is my time to shine. And I said, Ethan, no, this is my thing. You're lucky you get to podcast at all.
And I meant my time to help you, obviously.
Oh, I'm here too.
Billy Westcott, do you think that producers and medical staff for The Bachelor should be reprimanded? Considering the only excuse for Peter's decisions as of late is a concussion caused by the head injury. Why haven't the producers done anything about it to help him?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually an interesting theory to, like, think that maybe he was concussed.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, I know some people in my life have had concussions, and I've seen how long that can hang around and have adverse effects on them. But I also just think Peter sucks.
Yeah, that's like, probably part of it.
And, like, he's, you know, his judgment is just clearly clouded by Victoria F.'s hotness.
Yeah. Brian Ulshall. Do you think he got rid of Kelsey instead of Victoria because he didn't want to string Kelsey along anymore? No, he wants to F Victoria. I think he's made that abundantly clear.
Yeah, also, like, maybe that Iowa wine was just so
bad,
so repulsive
yeah.
that he
just doesn't want to have to, like, stop
it
anymore.
He already had the champagne by accident at the start of the season, and now, like, you know, he's seeing that this is going to be a theme with her. So, yeah, maybe he just was like, no, I'm out.
Will Harrington says, do you think the third person he brought was kind of arbitrary since it seemed all along like it's been Madison versus Hannah?
Doesn't seem like that all along? I guess it has.
They're definitely front runners.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but I guess like we've already established, you go to Australia anyway.
Buck up for four questions in a row, folks, because Danielle Reed says, who will be the Bachelorette? How many times has Charles Barkley been? No, I'm doing it. This is my podcast. How many times has Charles Barkley been to Madison's house? Why did the Marissa woman refuse to show her face, but then we know her name when she dated Peter? Does ABC own the airport hangar with these rose ceremonies or what?
I'm not sure who the Bachelorette will be. Maybe Hannah if she doesn't win.
Or Kelsey?
I like to think it will Tayshia.
I would like a Tayshia Bachelorette for sure. What do you think, Doug?
I can't imagine it, like, because, like, the only person I would have wanted it to be from this season would have been Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And they clearly do not like Kelly.
for whatever reason.
Made her exit the show. So, I don't know. I hope they do maybe, like, a deep dive into the past and bring back somebody we really liked. Or, hot take, I think, like, maybe they should just give it to Natasha. Like, she seemed to be a no-nonsense person who knew exactly what she wanted. She would be so much better than Peter at making decisions.
It's not hard to be better than Peter at making decisions.
It's true. I mean, there are inanimate carbon rods that could make better decisions than Peter. But
Natasha on the first night would be like, yeah, you're all going home. They would just have to start over again, and it would take forever to film. But that would be very much entertaining.
Harley.
No, wait, that was question 104.
No, you answered all of them, didn't you?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
No, Charles Barkley.
How many times
has Charles Barkley been to Madison's house?
Over, under five?
Over.
Okay. Marissa.
That was just strange. They're like, blur her face, but like, here's her zip code.
Okay. ABC own airport hangar?
No, but it's LA. They just have connections at the airport.
Yeah.
Like, did they show the name of the hangar or anything?
Like
some other ABC show is probably filmed there.
Yeah.
You think it's a fake airport hangar?
Yep.
Yeah. Flying with the Stars is also
coming this fall.
Which Bachelor contestant is going to be on Flying with the Stars?
Obviously Peter.
Not Peter.
Oh, it'll be that other pilot that
Duke
was rejected
Pilonka?
At the start of Peter's season at the same time. No, there was like at the start of Peter's season. Remember there was that other guy who wore his wings?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm a pilot. And then they're like, here's a better looking pilot. See you later.
Could be any of the flight attendants that started the season too.
Harley Mulman. Am I the only person that watches this show every week and constantly ask myself, why do I watch this show? No, we all do it. Right?
Yep.
You have it. You love the show. So yeah,
I send Haley a text message every week asking why I'm still watching this crap. And it's boiled down to the fact that I like that people listen to my takes on this podcast.
Yeah.
And people in my workplace become addicted to the crappy updates that I write about the fantasy pool.
Yeah, because you can email that out too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm the loser who emails out like updates every week. So I don't even have a blog. I just write like group.
You
emails.
Have a secretive blog.
Yeah, because I live in the year 2002 where I send out a group email.
Doug's laughter. Lacey Ann asks, if the cameras weren't there, how do you think Peter would have handled the situation of Victoria deflecting and attempting to blame Peter? Probably exactly the same way. This guy doesn't seem like he does much for the cameras.
I disagree. I think we would have had sex.
Like right on the student. Yeah, like,
he's waited so long for this and dealt with so much.
That's fair.
Katie Sheely. Oh my god, I hate this season. Side note, when Peter gave Victoria the rose, my 6-year-old mom said, "The fuck?" And I think I almost died. Is that about what your mom said?
Yeah, like she's, again, like my parents haven't watched as much of this season, but yeah, my mom was just like, my parents don't understand how much say producers have in this, so like,
yeah,
many of the decisions shock them, and then like they're both outraged that the rules have been broken, mm-hmm, and they have to explain to them that there are no rules, you know, Love or The Bachelor.
Yeah. Catherine Brazil Black. Why is so much of the season a conversation about a different conversation? That's like 90% of Peter and Victoria's interactions, and it's so boring and weird. I think Victoria's a magician or something. She turned the opening of "Someone Told Me Not to Date You" into a fight about nothing. I can't wrap my head around what they're even saying. I wonder if they know what they're saying.
Is Victoria just the, like, really popular, really attractive person who's just never had to deal with adversity?
Probably.
And then, like, she gets on this show and realizes she's not, like, the only really attractive person, and she's not the only faux shy, whatever. Like, mm-hmm, is this crisis just what's breaking her down?
I really can't comprehend it. I have no idea. Becky Schroepner. Is Peter the most wishy-washy, boring bachelor we've ever had? I don't think he's the most boring bachelor we've ever had.
He's fine. My feeling about Peter is that just wherever he is in that moment, that's his favorite. Like, whoever, mm-hmm, he's with,
yes,
he's like, this is it. Like, you're the love of my life. What am I doing with these other women? Let me just go send them home. And then he goes and hangs out with the next one. And he's like, what was I thinking? This is the perfect relationship. I feel like, maybe not, you know, for everybody, but for his ones that he really likes, I feel like just, yeah, whatever's in front of him is the most important.
No, and like, Ari was an honest-to-God race car driver who could only utter the words, yeah, I like that, every time someone said anything to, like, he was by so much worse than Peter that it's, yeah, just incomprehensible. Like,
I agree.
Yeah.
I think Peter's super wishy-washy, and it's very frustrating, and the feeling is frustration and not like hatred towards it. Maybe hatred.
But I think this is also just like, I want to make sure I put this correctly.
Mm-hmm.
The worst group of women that I've seen on this show. That doesn't,
yeah,
mean any of them are inherently bad. Just their chemistry together is really off and they seem to hate each other.
Yeah.
And it makes it a lot tougher to watch.
I've seen two groups of women. This is second place.
Lacey Ann. Luke P. took harsh criticism like a champ at the Men Tell All last year. How is Victoria going to take being questioned at the Women Tell All after the final rose, depending on her placement? You thought Peter was in a mood? Unleash the woman who went home before her. We all know how that's going to go, and she's going to walk out like she has with every other conversation her and Peter have had throughout the entire season.
Or she's going to say, I'm disgusted, and then just storm out, and then she'll reappear in paradise.
It's that I saw her having to, like, answer to something. But, yeah, she
mm-hmm.
or not be there.
Kyle Picard. Are they going to heavily recruit women from Alabama every season now? I think they have already, have they not? Oh, I guess they went for a real Arkansas run.
Yeah, well, and they, like, they have their hotbeds, right? Like,
yeah.
Chicago, Dallas, LA seem to
Nashville,
be.
Nashville, Denver.
Yeah. Not enough Buffalo representation.
Just not enough Buffalo
representation. And certainly not enough Niagara representation.
No,
I would
no.
throw that out there, though, as a person who's a member of the Niagara dating pool, it would be great if those people were not dragged off to
yeah.
meet better, more eligible candidates
on TV.
In Hollywood on TV.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Now we're going on a run of Justin Feinberg questions, but he has kindly separated them into different comments, so I will ask them separately.
Oh, good. Thanks, Justin.
Can we do rapid fire again? Is there no lightning round?
Do you listen to this podcast?
I think it's been pretty well established. He does not.
Oh, you'll jump right on it, but won't listen to it. I learned from Hannah Ann's Instagram page that her sister is named Haley. How much more appreciative is Haley Strung of her last name, now knowing there exists in this world a Haley Sluss?
Oh. Haley Sluss. Haley Ann.
Haley Ann Sluss.
Yeah. Is that Hannah Ann's last name? On the show,
it's an unfortunate
last name.
Yeah. Yes. As a person who has an unfortunate sounding last
name. Not that bad. Well, could be worse. Your name could be Mike.
Right, yeah. So my name rhymes with unfortunate things, and that's it limits what I can name my children.
Yes.
But then again, like Sluss is no cakewalk, but it's not Sluss. It's not the worst.
Yes.
Sluff.
Two S's?
Yeah. It's hard because I have such a god tier last name that I've always been pretty thankful for it. It's not changing anytime soon. Yeah. Sorry.
One of my good friends' last name is actually Dick.
Again, bad.
Yeah, much worse.
Yeah, so much worse.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, strong, great last name.
Yeah, Dick, not so good.
Yeah,
good.
Hyphenated name, worse.
Strong Dick. Strong Dick. Is he single?
He's, well, yeah.
Roll Tide or War Eagle?
Oh, man. It's got to be Roll Tide. Roll Tide was so much more used. It's like Auburn football is great, but Roll Tide is one of the most iconic. And when I went to see the Orange Bowl that Alabama played in, mm-hmm. when they were down in Miami, and the amount that people say Roll Tide is so in your face and incredible. And
it's just literally a greeting.
It's a greeting, and it's and they say Rule Damn Tide, and in when people are singing Sweet Home Alabama, they'll be Sweet Home Alabama, and then 80,000 people are Rule Tide, roll. It's everywhere, and it's so. I'm not even an Alabama football fan, and I love.
You love the culture of Roll Tide.
Yeah, maybe I'm an underdog fan, but yeah, I gotta go.
No, you're an Eagle fan.
Yeah, I gotta go with them. I like how it takes 10 full seconds to say hello to anybody on the street because you're going, whoa, she did it for so long. Eagles! She was like, anytime you walk by somebody, you have to do that. That was so long. I was no one has time for that.
Wrap your head around this, though. They're saying is War Eagle, but their mascot's a tiger.
Yeah, I've never really comprehended the War Eagle thing. In university, I had to take a communications class. It was technology communications. And so we had to create a blog. And we had to look at examples of blogs from other people. And we got sent a link of this other class from Auburn. And every single blog featured War Eagle on it. And that's the biggest memory I have of War Eagle was just being I don't get what they're saying. I don't understand what War Eagle is. And I remember having to Google it and I still didn't get it.
Yeah, now I'm actually pretty upset about Tiger Eagle.
Yeah, that's fair.
I only know it because they have an eagle that flies around their stadium. And there was a clip that went viral of it running into a window or something by accident. It was, yeah, really unfortunate.
Oh, boy.
But in true War Eagle form, he carried on.
How grateful are you that Peter didn't fall into the tired trope of asking every father's permission to marry their daughter? And does this make Peter your new all-time favorite lead? See, Justin just gets me. I did really appreciate that. And I wonder if part of it was that Kelsey didn't have her dad there. And so he would have to ask the mom.
That's been done before.
I guess. Between having her ex-boyfriend Chase Rice perform a concert for her and Peter, and then having Hunter Hayes sing I Want Crazy for her and Peter, have Bachelor producers ever trolled a contestant harder than they trolled Victoria F this season?
I'm not one to know.
I mean, what about who's that girl with all the phobias?
Oh, yeah. Annalise. I feel like they trolled her on the edit more than they've, trolled her in the show.
But they got her every time. Both seasons on Paradise too, it would just be Annalise would say something, and then it would be on the edge of crazy, but then they would make her look really, really crazy.
Yeah, I think Annalise got trolled more than Victoria.
Yeah. I mean, granted, she, when you've had a traumatic bumper car incident.
Suzanne says, I would like for Haley to have the special plate. Thank you, Susie. That means both of you have to say something nice about me.
I love your geography skill.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're really good at geography.
I will say the first compliment that I said to you and my most prolific one, which is that you are the funniest woman that I know.
Bam.
And I stand by that statement.
High praise.
Thank you. Thank you. That makes me feel good. I think we should put the special plate into action in our household.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Just so it's just the two of you giving compliments to each, every other night.
Jasper, too.
great.
I don't even know where he is.
But since my list of things I love about you is between 3 and 7, I believe.
Yeah.
Then we only really have a week of special
play. I guess. We'll make it work.
Yeah, be a fun week.
Ansley Boswell asks, are all seasons this terrible? No, I don't think so.
No. You know what? It has been, like, terrible. It just hasn't been...
I do like that I don't... I've enjoyed not hating Peter as much as I've hated others.
Yeah.
Like, I hated Nick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I despise Nick. And that was my first season, so I didn't even have a benchmark. And then, like, I was no fan of Ari. And, like, Colton was not, like... Oh, I hated Colton when he was, like, on, yeah, like, Becca's season.
Whatever. Yeah.
Then he, like, wasn't the worst of all time.
Like, I still want to go have a beer with Peter. I like Peter. I just don't approve of his decisions.
Yeah, his choices are questionable. He's still safe.
Yeah, I still like Peter. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, we forgot about Bachelor News. Thanks, Kristen Messicat, for reminding me. I don't know if you've heard this. I don't know how into the news you are.
I'm so into the news, but I'm hoping I'm surprised.
There's been another breakup in Bachelor Nation.
Oh yeah, I knew about this. Okay. I almost sent you a text about this to say that I had noticed that they stopped liking each other's Instagram posts because
you did that. You did that with
Clay.
Clay and and someone else. What was her name?
Angela.
Yeah, you noticed that with Clay and Angela.
Yeah, but as people listening to this podcast would know, I love Clay. Yeah. I think Clay is Clay for Bachelor. That's just...
Oh, no. I would quit, I think.
Think of the impressions, Haley.
Yeah, I think I'd get tired. Anyways, Crystal Nielsen and Chris Rendon, who just got married on this latest season of Bachelor in Paradise, have called it quits.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Who did you think I meant?
I thought you were talking about Grocery Store Joe.
No! Crystal and Chris!
Oh my gosh!
It was a surprise.
My mind is blown right now. Two of the most unlikable people couldn't get along with each other.
Doug is no longer able to sit in his chair like a normal person.
This is insanity. I can't, like, oh my gosh. That's not a shock whatsoever.
but you still seem shocked.
I think it's just, I didn't think it would work at all. And then they got married in one of the most shambolic weddings of all time.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they were legally married?
Like, maybe not.
Maybe.
Yeah, like, because Chris, like, just... He's been one of the worst people to watch on this show. Like, just... And then Crystal, like, granted, she had a better edit in Paradise, but wow, was she awful when she was just on, you know, the show itself. Aside from the fact that... Remember when she called Ari a needle dick?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
What was worse, their shambolic wedding or that shambolic... renewing of the vows with
Peter's
parents at the beginning of the episode.
No, definitely their wedding featured a bunch of people from a TV show that they'd only played bit parts on.
Yeah.
Fighting.
And fighting at the wedding.
And then half of them had to go home and couldn't stay for the reception.
And most importantly, Clay was there. It had it all.
I went to the wedding.
Oh my gosh.
And the reception, but it called.
I'm so upset that my drive home is going to take half an hour and that I have to wait that long before I can read all of the hot gossip about this.
Yeah. I don't think there's too much gossip out about it yet. Just saying, like, oh, we still love each other. We're still best friends.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I know. Aaron Robertson, as a newish Bachelor fan, does the Bachelor often cancel events or portions like the home visits? It feels like I've only been watching planned events not happen. I'm also confused as to why Peter is making decisions he's made. Have other Bachelors made weird, confusing decisions? I feel like it doesn't often happen that they don't follow the formula exactly, so that makes it a big deal when they don't. I feel like this is the first time a hometown date hasn't, like, actually happened. Yeah, like when Colton canceled the rest of the fantasy suite dates and just continued with Cassie to Spain. I feel like that was weird. I feel like it's happening more and more as the Bachelor's getting fast and loose with their own rules.
Yeah, I think the lead is realizing that they actually have a little more leeway than previous leads had realized. And they're obviously exercising that way more than had been done in the past.
Kimberly Berquist. Okay, here it goes. Is this the worst final three of all time? Please have Ethan read this in his best Russell Hans voice.
Russell Hans voice?
Yeah.
That statement or like yeah. that answer?
Yeah, is this the worst final three of all time? Say that in a Russell Hans voice.
Okay, well. Okay. Okay. Is this the worst final three of all time?
You gotta like really extend the time. Of all time.
Is this the worst final three of all time? I'm telling you, if America votes, I win. If it were up to the people, which it should be, I win and I'm on season 40. That was good. Thank you so much for that opportunity.
Oh, that was really good.
Russell, who the hell is Russell?
He was on three seasons of Survivor.
He sounds like I used to work for this junk removal company, and we had this. So most of our franchises were in Canada, but we had one franchise in Jacksonville, Florida.
Why not? And
they were always doing things a little differently, and it was just like I would talk. I will not name the person's name, but he'd call up. I'd be like, hey, are you headed out to do this job? And he'd be like, Doug, I gotta be honest with you. We're just having kind of a lazy day down here. And I meant no.
Yeah, and going back to the Astros, Russell Hans famously said, I don't even like the Boston Red Sox. Go Astros.
Well, nobody likes the Astros now.
I think Russell Hans would still love the Astros okay. based on the cheating scandal.
Getting back to the
Oh, yeah.
I don't think, you know what, I have no reference of who has been the final three, so I really can't answer. I think Madison's lovely. Yeah. I have no problem with Madison. Yeah. Ann, didn't like her at the beginning, really come around.
Yeah.
Great character arc. Victoria's really bringing her average down, man.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad. I really don't. I don't know. Could be worse. Will Holston. This is a real run from Will Holston, okay?
Just a sec. I want to comment on that last question.
Yeah, of course. Wait,
I think there's been worse Final Three, like, guys.
Oh, my God. Like that JoJo season with Robbie Hayes, Jordan Rogers, and whatever his name was, Chase. Like, and then also you're going to throw her Final Four, Luke Pell?
Yeah, like, look at Hannah Brown. Last season, she had hanging around.
Yeah,
like
that's
Final
true.
Four is like Luke and Jed.
Yeah,
like,
that really brings
50% of it. Then you've got like Tyler Cameron, like seems like a great guy, but like also goes out for Gigi Hadid like immediately. So like, you know, like I'm not gonna judge that decision.
No,
but like
I would too.
Like, are you asking?
I would if I were me, not even just him.
Yeah.
Will Holston, can I possibly be expected to care about any of this when I'm grieving the end of the Crystal and Goose marriage?
Oh my gosh, I too am in shock about this revelation. So, yes, because, shocker, are there people more unlikable than Victoria F? Yes, there are.
Crystal
and Goose.
And if love can't work like that, then how are we expected to do any of this?
It's true. It is nice for me. I mean, I often...
Because you want to date Crystal now?
Well, this is the thing. Like, would I date Crystal? Like, I'll say no, but like if Crystal came rolling past my house and was like, hey, Doug, do you want to go on a date? Like, maybe. Probably not. But they were like, I was like, wow, if two terrible people like that can find love, truly I can find love. But apparently they can't, so.
Time once again to play America's 23rd favorite Bachelor game show. Is that their house? Of the four homes we saw, which were production rentals and which were the family's actual homes? I'm going to say that was Madison's family home and that was not Hannah Ann's family home. The house where Peter met Kelsey's family was 100% a rental, and I started to get the impression that this was a Jason Tartik situation where no one in the family actually still lives in the hometown.
I think Hannah Ann's house was there.
Why? Because she so fakely said, this is the house I grew up in.
That's, you know, and I'm going to take her at her word, in spite of the whole love finasco about her never being in love. I think that's her family home.
I was freaking out. Like, these people have the best houses. I love real estate, looking at houses, home renovation shows. And I kept commenting. I was like, these houses are incredible. So, that makes sense. God, I just fall for everything.
Yeah, you're so sweet and innocent when it comes to bachelor tricks. Philippe Chamon, why is Hannah Ann making Peter play with axes a week after he got his stitches removed?
I think it's pretty obvious. It's because she does not want to be there. She wants to be in, like, she wants to be an influencer, yes. And she's trying her damnedest to, I mean, it's why she cried when he kept her around. She's trying her damnedest to get eliminated, but she's just too hot / interesting to be eliminated.
Yeah. Interesting? Maybe.
I think she's interesting.
Hmm.
She said finasco. That's interesting in and of itself.
And 1 minute ago, Alec Hester asks, not sure if I'm too late. You made it just in time, buddy. But what's the criteria of being a good or a bad bachelor? Can't tell if Peter is great or terrible. I'm crazy invested in the TV, but he also seems to do literally everything wrong at every moment.
I think if Peter had a better group of women and also made better decisions, that's what you're looking for. He's somewhat entertaining. I don't know.
I think you want them to be able to speak to the camera and really articulate why they're doing what they're doing, where I feel like Peter isn't doing any of that. So we're all super confused as to why he's making the decisions he is. Is Peter a great or a terrible bachelor? Like, is he better than Ari? Is he better than Colton?
He's better than Ari. He's...
Like, hey, Ari couldn't stick with his decision either.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's a victim of the people around him to some degree. You give me, like, if Peter got the caliber of women that were on Nick's season,
mm-hmm.
who were, like, seemed like a really stand-up,
yeah.
like, really good...
He had a great group.
A great group of women. Like, I think if he had that, I think he would have, like, eliminated Corinne after, like, 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it would have just been... fine and cool, and there would have been great people around, and I don't know, maybe they would have fought with each other still, but it would have been better than it is.
Yeah, I don't think Peter's the worst bachelor we've ever had, but I think he might be the worst decision maker we've ever seen. Anyways, that's it for the questions, guys.
All right,
this has been fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's been fun to have my takes in a much longer form.
Much longer form, yeah.
Having to condense them.
Yeah, so. Do you want people to find you on the internet?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know. I have like 300 followers. So.
Whoa, big time.
Sorry, I'll like on Instagram, because that's the only social media that I use. And it consists of just, I don't know, usually pictures of like my family cottage sometimes, yeah. And then traveling.
So where can people find you on Instagram?
Well, Haley, that's a great question. Find me.
Do you remember what the handle is?
Yeah, yeah. It's at hunt.doug. Which is, like, that's the one they gave me, and I'm
also
not,
bad.
Well, again, recognizing that my name just rhymes with the most vile word in the English language.
Well, you can't win them all.
I haven't tried to do anything fun with it.
Yeah.
For fear of looking like an idiot.
Ethan, do you want people to follow you on anything?
No, I don't contribute anything important.
And if they're not either, they can, I'm sure, find it through your.
Are you just scared that they're going to say that you look like the assistant coach of the Auburn men's basketball team?
I'm a mix between that guy and...
Shawn Mendes?
Yeah. Well, that's generous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm sure they can get that through that, yours. I also just had to put my name in. Ethan G. Fahey, which is my middle name,
but
now it's Ethang Fahey when you read it, and that's just wrong.
Ethang Fahey.
No. See, and I can't do risky things like that, because it would turn into something far worse.
Yeah, and I, you know, my original Twitter handle was a pun, and then I...
What was it?
Strong Munch.
Okay.
It wasn't that good.
No.
It wasn't good. You didn't say it was a good pun.
Gosh. Didn't say it was a good one. And then by the time I changed it to H Strong, obviously we all know I couldn't get it without the underscore. So you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at H Strong underscore. And I just used the same on Instagram so that it would stay consistent on Twitter. And you can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca. Until next time, thank you and drink.
Bye.
That's my thing.